Radio Park Rumble 2 is coming to Good Karma Brands Park along with Newman Pools on a Saturday night, August 16th. Radio Park Rumble 2 presented by the Gruber Law Office, EK, Johnny's Lounge, and United Electric. Really excited to find out that one of Beaver Dam's own, Psycho Chase McCoy, is going to be at the Radio Park Rumble. Now, Chase, first of all, welcome to the show, and I guess, where were you in Radio Park Rumble 1?
Well, I've been tearing it up down in Florida, like areas like the Everglades. I don't know, just all kinds of things going on down here. I've been enjoying the sunshine and the beaches and, you know, beating some people up along the way.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. Before we talk about your appearance there at the Radio Park Rumble, too, just kind of give people your background, I guess. You grew up in Beaver Dam, and how'd you get into professional wrestling?
I grew up in Beaver Dam. A lot of people probably know me as a different name, which we're not gonna talk about that right now. But 4 years old, all I remember is I saw a guy, which I thought at the time was wearing a skirt, hit a guy that looked like he was dressed like Tarzan in the face with a coconut. Well, that was Roddy Piper and Jimmy Snuka, and I was hooked ever since, and kind of all I ever wanted to do.
So how does one get into the business? I was watching that as a kid, too, Psycho Chase McCoy. But how did you follow your dream? Probably followed wrestling through the 80s. And when did you get a tryout? When did you go into training? And how did you get into the professional wrestling business?
So I guess somewhat interesting. Internet in its infancy. In about 1998, I managed to find a wrestling school in Milwaukee. And I thought that was going to be my in. But with $3,000 up front and 1 year of training and no guarantee you'd ever get a match, it just wasn't in my cards at the time. So I continued helping out coaching amateur wrestling while training jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and eventually I did some MMA before there ended up being some independent wrestling that was happening in Beaver Dam at the old Hogs and Frog. It was Powerhouse Pro Wrestling, and my uncle, Randy Raddick, helped me get into that place and started training there. So actually, my debut match was actually, in fact, in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
All right. Do you remember who you wrestled in your debut professional match and how to go?
Stunning Steve Storm, and I won my first match.
Awesome stuff. We're talking with Psycho Chase McCoy. He's at Frozen Tundra Wrestling's Radio Park Rumble 2 at the Good Karma Brands Park coming up Saturday night, August 16th at the Dodge County Fair. Bell time is at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about Heath Slater making an appearance and some other people in a little bit. But so, Chase, how did you get the name Psycho Chase McCoy? Because I've seen some of your stuff online. I kind of know, but tell the people how you became Psycho Chase McCoy.
Well, so we'll go back to Powerhouse Pro, where they gave me the name Beach Bum Chaz. And then I ended up searching out some further training, and I hooked up with ROH's own Silas Young and former WWE and AEW enhancement guy Jim Evans, better known in Wisconsin as Trevor Adonis. I did some more training that way, and I was trying to come up with a name. I was playing around with some names. Chase Adams was one of the names, and I did a training session, and then at the after party was where Chase McCoy was originally born. I was there, and I was hanging out, and there was a wrestler named Mickey McCoy. Well, fans came up and said, "Are you guys brothers?" And we kind of looked at each other and looked back at them, and he goes, "Yes, we are." So Chase McCoy just kind of happened. And then, so we were the Irish McCoys running through the Midwest, the tag team division in Wisconsin. And then one day, another friend of mine says, "Hey, I want to do something different with you. I want to see what goes." He's like, "This is what you're doing. You're becoming Psycho Chase McCoy." And I was like, "Well, all right, we'll give it a whirl." And
sure, and you mentioned that you've been able to wrestle with some people that people have seen on TV and things like that. How do you go about, you're wrestling in Wisconsin. How do you go about booking yourself and getting matches and going to other territories and such all over the country? How does that work? And where have you wrestled during your long career?
Yeah, 19 years I've wrestled in Canada, Wisconsin, obviously, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio. I've wrestled in Tennessee, Kansas City, and Florida, Georgia. It's like a networking thing. And if you get good and people like you, sometimes they even put your name out there, hey, you should use this guy.
Sure. We're talking with Psycho Chase McCoy. He's going to be at Frozen Tundra Wrestling's Radio Park Rumble 2, presented by the Gruber Law Office, EK Johnny's Lounge, and United Electric, Good Karma Brands Park, along with Newman Pools. So we're talking to Psycho Chase McCoy. Hey, when did you win your first championship? And I know you've held a Frozen Tundra championship as well, haven't you?
Championship was the Powerhouse Pro Wrestling Cruiserweight Championship. I do believe that was also won in Beaver Dam at Hogs and Frogs, the old rinky-dink bar down there.
Good stuff. And what Frozen Tundra Wrestling Championship, again, have you held in the past?
The 151 Championship. And funny enough, I never actually lost that title.
So technically, you are the champion coming back to the Radio Park Rumble 2?
I mean, other people have held it since, and extenuating circumstances, I never was defeated for that championship.
Well, there are guys that have gotten to the Rumble and never actually been eliminated that still, you know, think they're in the Rumble. So maybe we'll find something out on Saturday night, August 16th, huh?
We don't know. I'm showing up. They've got me coming there. All they said is we're looking for the chaos at the fair.
Now, Chase, is it cool to coming back home wrestling? Obviously, you said it's been a while since you've been back to the area wrestling. Is it cool for you? You gonna have fans at the show?
I've seen quite a good response as far as me coming back with people that still follow Psycho Chase McCoy on Instagram, possibly X, and then I don't necessarily have Facebook, but I've seen the things that are being posted and shown on Facebook, and the response has been very good, so I think the reception's going to be mighty good.
So you're just showing up on Saturday night, August 16th, and hoping something happens and you'll find yourself in the ring, correct?
Well, I'm quite positive I will be in the ring. It's just a matter of what they've got in store for me. They haven't divulged all that information, but I might just have to make something happen on my own.
Well, I think you'll have to do that, and it'll be fun. Hey, you kind of mentioned some of your socials, so people are looking to learn more about what you do and your wrestling career. Where can they find you?
Instagram is Chase McCoy 00, and then on X it is Psycho C McCoy.
Should be good stuff. And former WWE Tag Team Champion Impact star Heath Slater's also going to be in the house on Saturday night, August 16th. Have you ever worked with Heath, and how was that?
I have worked with him when I had tryouts / extra work for WWE back between 2012-2014. So we had never locked horns, so who knows? Maybe that's the match that's happening. Maybe I'm going to be punching Heath Slater in the face.
I don't know. So you mentioned you did have a tryout, or you got to do some work with WWE in the past. How'd that go?
I've had five extra type work / tryouts, which obviously haven't quite gone my way, but they were good experiences and something I'm very proud of that I've accomplished. Getting to be on live TV, Monday Night Raw, and SmackDown is quite a cool experience.
Well, Chase, I appreciate you giving us some time, and can't wait to see you Saturday, August 16th. The bell time is at 5 o'clock for Radio Park Rumble 2, along with Frozen Tundra Wrestling, presented by the Gruber Law Office, EK, Johnny's Lounge, and United Electric. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Absolutely. Radio Park Rumble. Hope you're ready for the chaos, because it's coming.
And once again, I cannot wait to have Psycho Chase McCoy at the Dodge County Fair and Frozen Tundra Wrestling's Radio Park Rumble 2 Saturday night, August 16th. The bell time's at 5 o'clock. We mentioned former WWE star Heath Slater. He is going to be at Good Karma Brands Park along with Newman Pools, and he will have a meet and greet from 3 until 5 o'clock as well. And you'll be able to meet Heath, get an autograph picture, a photo if you want, absolutely free of charge, and it will be a fun time there as well. Again, Psycho Chase McCoy and Beaver Dam's own Baker Boys
also going to be at the event. Renee Michelle, former WWE NXT star, also on the docket, and there'll be championship matches and a lot of fun. Hopefully you can come on out to Radio Park Rumble 2 with Frozen Tundra Wrestling, presented by the Gruber Law Office, EK, Johnny's Lounge, and United Electric.